This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking some of your phone calls right now on the Paris attacks. It's amazing to see the children of the Western governments, these Al-Qaeda people attacking, and mainstream media is not pointing that out. WikiLeaks does and gets demonized. John in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling. What's your take on the situation?
Okay, thanks for taking my call, Alex. My take on this is desperate people do desperate things. I mean, you know, when you look back on this and I just say to myself, you know, these people appeared out of nowhere. I mean, a convoy as far as the eye could see of Toyotas. And come on, man. If they got to know who sold them those Toyotas, I mean, come on. This is outrageous. But I'll go with it another way, in the sense that one of the things I've been wondering is you've got this rate hike coming up, supposedly, on December 10th. And I've been wondering, how are they going to do that? They can't do that. But by the same token, they're going to have some reason why they can't. And right on cue, Alex, right on cue, all over the financial TV this morning. Well, I don't know they're going to be able to do that now. You know, I mean, the bottom line here is we're bankrupt. And the reason why we're bankrupt is because the money is all debt. And you've reached debt saturation. And by the way, Alex, don't think that China don't want this too. They want this world war just like the Pope has said we're in World War III. They want it too because they know they got to off about a good billion of their people, and they can't do it themselves. They got to have a boogeyman too, and we're going to serve the purpose of that boogeyman.
Man, you're a good caller. I mean, everything you're saying makes perfect sense. And the globalists say their problem's managing billions of people, feeding us, keeping the resources going. All they do is complain about having to, quote, take care of us. The elite have already stolen the planet financially. They think they own it. They think we're in the way. And all they talk about is ways to off us. In fact, I remember Mao Zedong saying, as a famous quote, we're the only country that could survive and prosper from a nuclear war. And then his replacement made similar comments as well. So what you said is a very informed statement.
And what they're obviously, you know, you brought up some good points in previous shows about how the machines are replacing people. This is the reason for the carbon tax, because you cannot have a money system based on debt that is supported by income taxes. Income taxes require growth. They don't want growth anymore. This is the reason for carbon taxes.
That's right.
Because they get rid of the population and still tax the people to support whatever new money system they come up with. But there's a reason why you have zero interest rates. You know what that is? Because that is the value of the money. The value of the money is zero, and it's inherent in the fact that the rate is zero. If the money had value, then, I mean, think about it. If somebody gives you something for nothing, what's the value in it to them? It's nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's the whole problem that we have here now. America cannot get back to where we were because now with 3D printing, and I mean, the machines are going to take over. We don't need people to do all these things anymore.
And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, we have the writer, Charles Arthur, who wrote the big London Guardian article, coming on. Artificial intelligence, Homo sapiens, will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us, and how the elite also plan to just get rid of the population. Now, if you guys print me Bill Joy's Why the Future Doesn't Need Us article, thank you, from 16 years ago, because this is the real, not debate, but decision that was come to by the 60s. And we're now living in this plan and getting pretty deep into it. So you're absolutely right. And that's the message I try to get out to people, is that a planetary government's being established, not to create prosperity and help us go to the stars, but to end humanity as we know it. The decision has been made that we're a failed species. and the elite believe they will transcend us in a transcendence. Talk about a delusional power trip. We'll be back. Great call.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, one thing is certain. A group of things are certain. InfoWars.com predicted exactly what's unfolding with the Russian aircraft going down, the attacks on theaters, the attacks on Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting centers here. And the fact that the media is basically not even pointing out that our own governments are bringing these people in, that multiple attackers have been identified as refugees. And it was also predictable they would just say, hey, give up your rights now, we'll keep you safe, but with your borders wide open. Simply amazing. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to shift gears for 30 minutes into artificial intelligence. Homo sapiens will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. That's a London Guardian article I covered last week. We have the author, Charles Arthur, on. This is what the elites are saying. Speaking of elites, the French government is talking about not having workers at all and being all robots within just a few years. What's the point of that? We'll talk about the end game coming up. And, of course, we're going to go to Aaron. We're going to go to Maya, we're going to go to Eli, we're going to go to all the folks that are holding as well on the Paris attacks. But popping in is Joe Biggs, who's been filing prolific reports from on the ground in Paris, France, with his unique military perspective, being a combat veteran, staff sergeant of Iraq and Afghanistan, multiple Purple Hearts, dealing with these very same types of folks. We do now know about drills they were having. That's being reported by Global Research. That's just general drills. We also know that the CIA head was there the day of the event. But does that mean a pure false flag? Why does it matter? They brought him in to begin with, so the government's to blame regardless. Debate over. Joe Biggs.
Yeah, so I don't believe that it's a false flag attack whatsoever. You know, like Paul said earlier, this has been building up to where it is now. You know, you could see this coming from a mile away. And just like in a fight, Alex, what do? You find a person's weak spot, and you continue to hit that spot. You know, Paris is pretty much a very weak spot when you look at it all around, so it's easy for these guys to carry out these attacks in this area, and that's why I think they'll continue. I mean, you have the Prime Minister of France coming out today saying to the people to stay vigilant that they think that there'll be another attack. And then you also have the President of France coming out saying that these acts...
Feed breaking up to Joe Biggs. You should come back in a moment. Hold on, Joe. We'll come back to you in just a second. And I tend to agree with him. Again, there's real terrorism, folks. But still, it doesn't matter. Are criminal governments allowed it in? And it's not the government low level's fault. It's the high level leaders. Joe, you're back.
Yes, I agree. I mean, definitely there's a lot of people up top having a part in what's going on. But at the same time, you know, if people had the ability to protect themselves, a lot of these things wouldn't happen. And it just seems like the governments out there, they don't want that to happen. They want to let the borders wide open. And the fact that you want to come out and call that racist or Islamophobic is completely mind-blowing. I don't understand how you can come to that conclusion. You know, the fact that these attacks keep happening, and like Paul said, you don't see a large amount of these Muslims are out here getting beat up or anything like that, but you're seeing a lot of attacks from these Islamic terrorist groups, but yet when you call them out on it, you're Islamophobic, you're a bigot, you're a racist, and that's the craziness that's going on in the world right now.
Well, a lot of the Black Lives Matter groups are getting more intense. They're not apologizing for saying F Paris. They're saying these are white people, they deserve it.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I mean, number one, the guy, DeRay McKesson, I can't stand that guy. He's a worthless person and the so-called leader of Black Lives Matter. You know, there are a few people in that movement, I think, that have a pure heart who really want to make some kind of change. But that entire movement has been hijacked. It's nothing
sure.
more than
a lot of the low-level people are just thugs and criminals or folks that are upset and angry. And they're being manipulated by the mainstream media that legitimizes all of this.
It's disgusting how you can compare a massacre to a poop swastika on a wall. Really? That brought you the pain of losing family members, loved ones, friends that'll never come home, friends that you thought you would see after a concert that'll never come back again. You know, so many people wishing they had that last chance to say final words, but these people are complaining and whining because of something drawn on a wall.
The definition is spoiled, rotten babies when they complain. We're not getting
attention.
And
it's not just at Mizzou. Go to University of Texas. Go to all of these colleges around the world. It is ridiculous what is being taught, much less the brainwashing going on. And the fact that these people are not smart enough to see past that propaganda and come out with a clear, precise thought on really what's going on. They can't see past it.
Well, how could you not empathize with hundreds of people shot up who they don't even know who they are? I mean, a bunch of them are, quote, minorities. It's bizarre. Joe, you're going to have more reports you're filing, but before we leave you and go to calls, other information that you've dug up.
Well, I mean, it's interesting right here. If you actually look at the top of Drudge, it says Paris attack puts dagger through heart of liberal Europe, which is correct. France warned about terrorists twice before a strike. Bomber's mother, my son blew himself up because he was stressed. What kind of BS is that? Really, you were stressed out, so you decided to strap a bomb on you and go kill a whole bunch of innocent people? That is ridiculous.
Well, you heard Madonna. She said that it's our fault. We need to love these people.
Yeah, it's our fault, yeah. But you know what? Props to Governor Abbott. He wrote a letter to President Obama today saying that Texas will not take in Syrian refugees, and I'm glad that I remembered this, but if you actually look at one of the local papers in Louisville, Kentucky, they will be taking on 12 Syrian refugees, I think, in the next couple days, and they're expecting those numbers to double over the next course of a few months. So you still have people out there that are ignoring the fact that this stuff is happening. Not saying that every single one of those refugees coming over is bad, but all it takes is one. and that one person to go in and plant a seed and start up a team and to carry out something that happened like here
sure.
in Paris
well,
on
there's
Friday.
There's over 100 different sites where they're coming to. And again, if it was all women and children, or they could prove they were really Christian refugees or non-radical refugees, most of them are men. They're pouring in. They've got fake passports. Our government knows this. So when they want to stick their hands down my pants to fly on a plane, it's all just theater.
Well, now you have this new ISIS video out that came out today saying that their next target will indeed be the heart of America in Washington, D.C. So, you know, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this plays out, if this is part of the fear game propaganda, what's going to happen out of this.
Joe Biggs reporting from Paris, France. Thank you so much. Be safe. We'll be following your reports at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There goes Joe Biggs.
People here cannot drive.
That's another issue you've noticed?
God almighty.
All right, we'll be talking to Joe Moore. There he is in Paris, France. I'll get into some of the other stories that are up on InfoWars.com after the break, but right now let's go to Aaron in Washington, who's been holding patiently. Aaron, thanks for calling in on this Monday edition. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you. Aloha from Washington State. Just perfectly. God almighty. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to say God bless you in Jesus' name and everybody listening. I just pray that everybody would have wisdom about this and not look at this whole Paris thing one-dimensionally, but realize, I mean, you really got to have a mind to see the spirit that we are, just really traveling in a physical vehicle, you know, to get the full comprehension of what's going on here. It is so complex. You know, Alex, you know, as smart as you are, your 3 hours still wouldn't cover it. You could do a 10-hour documentary on the complexities of these things. And, you know, I really wish Stan Monteith was still around with us to talk about things like this, because his perspective was really wise and blessed to have. But, yeah, I just want to encourage brothers and sisters, you know, good Christians, pray for each other, but pray for your enemies as well, as we're told to do. And walk faithfully. You know, King Solomon wrote that when a man's ways please the Lord, he will even make his enemies to be his footstool. So we need to continue living faithfully and strong. And
well, amen to that. I agree with you. Specifically, do you have any views about the attacks and where all this is going? I mean, I just don't see how Western governments won't be held accountable when they're the ones that did this on purpose and advertised, come here, you can get all these freebies, and then let people in with fake passports. They don't let me into the U.S. with a fake passport. They don't let me into Europe with a fake passport. I mean, this is deliberately done. So is it just to rub our faces in it and see what they can get away with?
Well, yes, Alex. We all know that they have, you know, multiple purposes, multiple benefits for these things. And one of them is to, you know, serve as a distraction also to the big elephants in the room. You know, there's a few of them. The whole climate conference is going to be going on soon. Yeah, the fact that you pointed out, they really instigated this whole thing. You know, like a demented zookeeper, you know, letting out certain animals to go fight each other. You know, that's kind of the satanic tactics that they use. And, oh, by the way, I really liked your analysis the other day on the Friday the 13th and the connection to the knights. You know, that was my first instinct as well was, you know, as soon as I heard the breaking news, Friday the 13th, you know, start looking for those satanic signals. You know,
sure. I appreciate your call. We got to go to break, Aaron. We're going to come back and talk to Maya and others. But I should have covered that more yesterday. I probably should today in a viral report I put out Saturday. I just spent a few minutes on the fact that first I noticed it was Friday the 13th, and the Russian airliner destruction was on Halloween. So that's kind of a globalist occultic date. But then I started thinking, wait a minute, Friday the 13th originates back in the 1300s when the Knights Templar got rounded up by the King of France and the Pope on Friday the 13th, and then they were burned at the stake. And that's where, if you type in origin of Friday the 13th, that's where Friday the 13th first comes from as being unlucky, is the date that pretty much the leaders of the Crusades were rounded up, double-crossed, and killed. And that was on October 13th, Friday, October 13th, 1307. Philip IV of France arrested hundreds of the Knights Templar and then again had them killed. A bunch of them ran to England and Scotland and basically move the power base over there. But there's some other messages going on here. It's not just Friday the 13th, folks. It's in Paris, where the origin of the date comes from. Those really, I don't think, are coincidences. And the same thing with the Halloween situation. Again, it's not even about governments, folks. It's like specter groups, global corporate groups, the UN, the IMF, World Bank, Bilderberg. That's how they operate.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here. It really is crazy to see our Western governments fund Al-Qaeda, turn them loose to run around murdering people in four or five countries. Then they start attacking us, and they grandstand about America stands with France, and we're going to help take out ISIS. Hollande. And then he's been instrumental in open borders, and he's grandstanding. It shows how stupid they think we are, but I don't think we're as dumb as they think. Maya in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to try and get as much in as I can. Please forgive me for not, you know, being as good on this. But it seems to me like we need to, in order to understand what's happening now, we need to take a look at the end result of past skirmishes. And I've gone back as far as 2003 at what happened between Bush's actions in Iraq. And some of the key players then are the key players now, with the exception of a few, like Holbrook, who died of a heart attack, who for the most part, he played a big part in the post-recovery after everything that took place in 2003. Obama did not like him. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for Hillary Clinton, they would have removed he would have removed Holbrooke.
Yeah, Richard C. Holbrooke. So what are you getting at with this?
What I'm saying is basically is that the countries that were owed a great deal of money by Iraq, okay, Iraq was in debt to a lot of countries, including
yes.
France, Germany, Japan, on and on and on. I have a feeling that what we're looking at here is the beginning of a major grab. And in a lot of respect.
Oh, I get it. Because France has now been struck, it's going to get to have part of the oil fields in Iraq. Same thing with Germany. Same thing with others. Well, they've always divided Iraq up from the beginning of the 2000, invasions, all of it. So, absolutely. I mean, we have the invasions. We have the situations that took place then. We have the stuff that happened back in the 1990s. You're absolutely on target. Maya, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Eli in Montana. Eli, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
All righty. So I saw an article up on MarketWatch yesterday that says, after the Paris attacks, it's time to form a world court and a world organization to go after terrorist groups and all of these, you know, unfavorables. Now, what do you think of this world court? I know you mentioned it earlier, but I want to get your take on what you see happening, because we always go to Joe Biggs or Paul Joseph Watson, and you know, what do you see as the end game here with the U.S. and Russia and France and all of them supporting going after ISIS and other groups asterisk.
Okay, well, we did put the article that you mentioned on screen, and we'll put it back up on screen, from MarketWatch. There is the headline with the establishment calling for international legal unit to fight terrorism. And so that is global government. And they've already basically set this up, but they want to fully ratify it and trot it out to the world in December, just in a few weeks, in Paris. And so I think I give my view and opinion all the time, but you're saying I was getting Joe Biggs' view and Paul Watson's take on all this. This is order out of chaos. That's what I said last hour. This is funding terror groups, and they don't even care if they end up striking us, because then they'll just take our freedoms away. So I think that's what it comes down to. In fact, that's what we see unfolding. We predicted everything that's happening. It's not hard to predict. So that's my view on this. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people died on 9/11. I think a lot of people died in France and Kenya and Beirut over the last week. And I think this is going to be justification for the next round of Patriot Acts and blackbagging people. And
I totally agree. And it will be the excuse for the open world government court that we have been talking about. And absolutely. So the question is, did they stage the whole event? Or did they just let them come in and attack us and open the door? Either way, the criminals that have hijacked our governments are guilty. No one can disagree with that. It is a fact. So the next question is, are we going to let them get away with it? That's the question.
Hell no. Hell no.
So we got our work cut out for us. God bless you, Eli. I appreciate your call. Now I'm going to shift gears for 30 minutes. I'm going to shift gears on two different subjects here. Dealing with the future of humanity straight ahead. And then we'll come back in the third hour with more of your phone calls, 800-259-9231. 9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com is the news website. Please don't take the site for granted.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, broadcasting across the United States. The global audience tuning in to audio and video at Infowars.com/show. Well, Charles Arthur has been a journalist writing about science and technology for more than 20 years. And he's been working at The Guardian since 2005 as the newspaper's technology editor and is still a contributing writer to The Guardian. And I'm not going to go over his lengthy bio, but the overspill.wordpress.com, charlesarthur.com is also one of his websites. And I saw an excellent lengthy article last week. Artificial intelligence, Homo sapiens, will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. A new report suggests that the marriage of artificial intelligence and robotics could replace so many jobs that the era of mass employment could come to an end. Well, the media is basically saying this is kind of a new thing. And it certainly is more popular to talk about now because it's actually starting to arrive, at least the first stages of it. But if you go back to 1999, here's an article we've talked a lot about, Bill Joy, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. This has discussions of the elite discussing just getting rid of everybody. And, of course, you could argue 7.5 billion people are chewing up the earth. But then so many people that aren't even part of the establishment say, yeah, get rid of the people. Well, who's going to do that? It's kind of like in the remake of Superman has a eugenics plot to it. And Zod, General Zod, is talking to the chief scientist of the planet. He says, these degenerate bloodlines and overpopulated planet, I'm going to exterminate all these scum. And he says, who's going to decide? You, Zod? So, see, therein lies the problem. And then once you start deciding, don't build a planet for people, build a social engineered planet, well, now you've got a technocracy controlling what info people get. Isn't that the ultimate tyranny? Then I see the elite trying to dumb us down to build us in the image they've claimed we are. And I don't see the elite merging with machines and becoming God when they have that type of attitude. But I'm ranting. Charles Arthur wrote an excellent article looking at so many angles of the technical end of this, of what's currently happening, what's being projected. Because this isn't like getting rid of, you know, horse and buggy whip factories because we moved to automobiles. This is much, much bigger. And from my research, the social engineering decision's been made to build a world that makes humans obsolete. That's what Bill Joy said 16 years ago. We'll see what Charles Arthur has to say. Among the work he's done is to jointly create the Free Our Data campaign, which is very important as well, and so much more. So, Charles Arthur, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi there.
Wow, so much to get into. I've been ranting about your article. What got you interested in this particular area?
I was asked to write it by one of the editors at The Guardian. So, but it's a topic that I've been interested in for sort of 30 years or so, about the potential for computer systems to hold the sort of knowledge that people can hold, but are sort of not accurate about holding. So, you know, a doctor has an enormous amount of information that she might know and that she sort of passes an exam with. But then when it comes to, say you've been on the emergency call for 30 hours straight and you're trying to figure out whether some symptoms means one disease or a different disease, you make the mistake about it. And, what you would hope is that the computer would actually be accurate in that situation. So that's the sort of thing that I've been interested in. Though this report looks much more widely, it looks at the capability for computers allied to robots, allied to artificial intelligence, to take over a whole lot of jobs that are, in effect, sort of menial, and which actually could be done just as well by, computers plus a robot, which would, to some extent, sort of free people from the risks involved in a lot of jobs.
Well, Charles, I mean, I know from Hollywood movies and things we've been given a dystopic view of this, but look at how screen time is lowering IQ and causing people to neurologically not be as advanced. I mean, there's so many studies on that, it makes my head spin. Look at how calculators have turned us into people that don't know how to engage in basic arithmetic. Look at how so many of the things that have made our lives easier have actually turned us into blobs. I mean, are we going to turn into these little vestigial creatures that just, like something out of the movie WALL-E? That's my concern, is I do see a major dystopic flavor to all of this that I kind of introduced earlier. Do you see any type of dystopic problem with this?
Well, if calculators are the problem, then how is it that we got more advanced technology than we ever had before? It's only since we've had calculators that we've been able to do the sort of work that we used to do. If we were all doing it on slide rules, then I don't think you'd have a Google today. So the tools aren't the problem. It's more what you do with the tools. And the availability of the internet, for example, has meant that people have more access to information and to accurate information than they ever had before. It's simply a question of whether people go to the trouble of actually finding that information and doing the research themselves rather than, say, just stopping at the first couple of links that they find on a search page.
Sure. Well, I agree that technology itself is neutral and overall is good, but even Bill Joy and the Unabomber and others saw big problems with technology basically unseating humanity and making us obsolete.
I'm not sure if I'd take the Unabomber quite as... I don't know if I'd really want to be arguing anything from his side of the fence, because his side of the fence is the complete psychopath. So I don't know. I think I'd leave him out of the equation. I mean, no one has quite found an argument yet which says that we should do away with all the technology because things are better. Because, you know, if you do that, then you could just rewind back to the beginning of the Second World War. There weren't any antibiotics. I have a son who's deaf, for example, who's able to hear through a cochlear implant, which is only developed through in the past 30 years. So in a lot of ways, technology advancement improves things. It's more a question of encouraging people to make use of the information and the potential that's there in order to improve their lives, because when you do that, then things get better. There was a study by the University of London a few years ago which found that fishermen in Tanzania, if they owned a mobile phone, their income rose because they were able to phone ahead to markets and find places that would take their fish for better prices than others. And you can sort of see that if those same people had smartphones, they're able to send pictures of the fish to the markets and they can get better prices even so. So, in that sense, the spread of technology makes things better. What happens, though, is that all the old jobs, the old tedious, dangerous jobs, a lot of those go away. And the bigger question is the one, as you say, sort of a bit about access to information. So in that sense, it's not a great thing if Facebook or Google has access to all our information, or if we feel that they're controlling our information. The important thing there is to have access yourself to information that you can verify against the real world, where you can use scientific method to distinguish cause and effect, and where you have an informed populace. But as to the sort of social effects that computers and robots taking over a lot of jobs has, well, that's really hard to see. And you can imagine that you get a world where fewer people need to work, and possibly you have one where the big corporations, which are raking in all the money because they have the money to spend, are actually taxed on their capital, and that you have a world which is actually more for the benefit of people.
Well, just to be clear, I was not endorsing Theodore Kaczynski. I was quoting him because he's quoted in the Bill Joy Wired magazine article specifically warning of these issues. And I agree. I personally have used technology to be able to unseat a lot of mainstream media and come from nowhere and be much more successful than they are because they didn't know how to use it properly or didn't want to. So I totally agree that medicine, you name it, there's so many great things about it. But in general, looking at a lot of technology, what it's doing is actually dumbing down the population because they're not using it to become empowered or successful. They're using it to just entertain themselves. And that's actually what the Wired magazine article 16 years ago found, that they were already looking at it, was that people would just become basically entertainment heads. And then what do you do with all these people that don't produce when there's these giant robotic systems that produce for them? Do we become kind of like a fungus that just lives within the machine and become vestigial ourselves?
It's an interesting question, I guess. And then the question becomes, well, is that necessarily a bad thing? And the question of whether people are sort of dumbed down. Stephen B. Johnson did an interesting book a few years back called Everything Bad is Good for You. And he looked at trends in IQ scores and children's ability to problem solve. And that suggested that children who did a lot of video games actually became better at problem solving because video games, in essence, consisted of problem-solving task after problem-solving task, so that it's not necessarily the case that a lot of entertainment is of itself a bad thing. It's sure. More how you direct it, and it's more about how you use the educational system to teach people the best ways to work in a connected future. So, I mean, one of the things that I find a little disappointing about a lot of schools at the moment is that they don't teach children about collaborative working, about working across a network, about having to do things that look beyond just taking an exam where you regurgitate what you knew before.
The corporate systems, again, have been looking for robots all along, trying to create biological robots, so now they don't need the biological robots. They can go to real robots, but then what will happen to their human market as the robots take over? But expanding on that, looking at some of those studies about video games making you smarter, that was in groups versus other groups that were just watching television. But I agree with you. A collaborative game where you've got to make decisions and do things is better for your brain, obviously, than just sitting there watching television all day. But I think that's the two sample groups you've got. I mean, obviously, moderate video game play is obviously probably good for your brain. Show is doing a lot of different things. But I think people that are watching 5 hours of TV a day and playing 5-6 hours of video games a day, I mean, I know some of those folks, and they don't look too healthy or happy. But I get your point. So do you have overall an optimistic view about the future and about this robot revolution?
I'd say overall that I generally have an optimistic view about our ability to create new job categories that didn't exist before. So, you know, if 10 years ago you had said to someone, yeah, I'm a social media manager, they would have given you the blankest of blank looks. But today that's a job which, is a valid category. You can actually do that, and it has value to some people. And that exists because it's built on top of other technology platforms that have built up in the past 10 years. Although you could also argue that it's just an extension of marketing. The marketing's been around since the 1900s or before. In that sense, nothing changes. So I'm generally optimistic about people's ability to find new ways to sort of pass their time productively. Some people don't want to pass their time productively. I mean, I got to say, I wouldn't recommend watching 5 hours of TV a day to anyone. That way lies madness of many sorts. But in terms of people who are incentivized to work, people who feel that that they got more to offer the world, that the world has more to offer them, I think that actually, if robots take over making McDonald's burgers and fries, then actually that frees people to do more interesting things where they're interacting with other people, which is much more fun.
My problem is it gives a lot of the big corporations that have proven themselves to be predatory and to be grasping for governmental power the ability to make humans dependent on their industrial combines, and removes a lot of the leverage humans have over the equation. It takes away a lot of grassroots power. But obviously then look at what digital phones do and cameras for grassroots power, for the citizen journalist. So I understand it's a completely and totally double-edged sword. You have a quote here in your article from The Guardian, artificial intelligence, quote, Homo sapiens will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. Can you break that down more?
Yeah, I was quoting a guy called Colin Chase, who's written about this topic a few times, and he was saying that the problem of creating these incredibly clever systems, these clever computer systems and allied with robots, becomes something which fewer and fewer companies can do. So you only get a few companies that can do them. So you get a sort of celebrity effect where all the money tends to flow towards them. It all flows up towards one end. You get a very skewed curve, so that you only have a few companies which can do it. And they hire all the people who can do those tasks, which means that no one else can get into it. So, in effect, you have a self-reinforcing system. And that's where he sees the sort of split between the gods, who are the companies who can create these systems, and the rest of us, who are, in effect, using the fruits of their capital, I guess, more than labor. But equally are reliant on it because we can't do it ourselves. I mean, it's an interesting point of view. It's his point of view.
Sure.
And it's, to some extent, it's a sort of a pessimistic point of view. It's interesting that last week Google open sourced the code for one of its machine learning systems, the thing called TensorFlow, so that anyone who wants to can build their own machine learning system. And that's a very democratic move on Google's part. It's something which means that smaller companies can get into this. They can try to figure out ways to do it. And actually, the whole machine learning, artificial intelligence space is really hot for venture capitalists at the moment. There's loads and loads of small companies, even just in London, who are being funded like crazy. Google bought one of them.
Sure, it's the ultimate gold rush, because it's believed that whoever gets it first will be able to take over the world. I mean, just look at what high-frequency trading's done. What do you do when they come up with a computer system that can completely game the entire stock market. It's patented. It's owned by one group. That is a majorly disruptive technology. And it looks like the establishment's decided to go ahead and just have this race and let whoever ends up on top end up on top. And who knows what will happen during that process. And, you know, let's just hope this AI system doesn't have, you know, some bugs in it that end up, you know, basically devastating civilization.
But isn't the sort of the, you know, let the biggest one win, isn't that the way that capitalism tends to work unless you impose regulation? That's the, I mean, the question then becomes, sure, how do you regulate AI systems?
No, I hear you. Absolutely. And I'm a capitalist. I'm a capitalist. All I'm saying is that it doesn't matter if a government takes it over. Then they'll just be in power. I mean, it's a critical crossroads in human development, obviously, moving towards a singularity. Do you believe we'll actually reach a singularity, Charles?
I don't think so in my lifetime. I think that that's a good, if it can happen, then it's a sort of merging of the human and the computer, where the computer and the human are sort of indistinguishable in terms of their thinking and where they merge their thinking. I think that's very fanciful, because I think
stay there. Final segment. You got 5 minutes left on the other side. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Final segment in this hour. Open phones in the third hour, covering the terror situation unfolding in Europe. We're also going to get into some of the world news, economic news, financial news. Got a few minutes left with Charles Arthur. My concern is this. It's just like they put Trojan horses back doors in the phones that listen to us, and that all came out, and the cars have these black boxes that tax us by the mile, and now they're going to start taxing us. The big technology companies get together. They agree with governments. They put the stuff in there before it's even law, and then they control our lives, and the public's already unable to deal with that complexity. How do we deal with AI computers that'll be so advanced they're building the computers? And it just seems like a breakaway civilization to me, and where humans don't become the gods merging with machines, as a lot of elites say. I mean, I put that in my film Endgame I made 8 years ago. That's what most of them say. We're going to be gods. You don't matter. If you don't accept the computer augmentation, you'll just be like a bug to us. That's Ray Kurzweil. And he thinks he's going to bring his dad back off his notebooks and photos of him. So I agree with you that, you know, this stuff's a lot further off, if it's even possible. But still, the delusions of the establishment and their belief in technocracy, I think, is the scariest part. So I'm not trying to be pessimistic, Charles. Arthur, any other points?
No, I mean, I think Ray Kurzweil has been sort of singing this song a long time, and I've never really seen any evidence that we're actually getting closer to what he describes, the sort of melding of the human and the computer. I mean, the thing is more that whenever you hear companies saying all these things that that they're going to sort of be huge, even, you know, the people, I think actually the people inside the companies, and especially the people who write the programs, are much more aware of the limitations than the people outside. I think that it's easy to think that the programs are incredible and that they do the most amazing things, but the people who write the programs are very aware of the limitations and of how far they can't go, because they know that if you try to go beyond a certain distance with a program, it just won't work. It just, you know, it runs against the limits of where a computer is just a computer and where a human has far more capability, simply because humans are adaptable and have proven themselves adaptable over millions of years. So, in that sense, I remain optimistic about it. Computers remain tools, and the way that people use them, and, you know, the way that governments or whoever or companies use them, is always going to be limited by the willingness or otherwise of people actually to sort of indulge them and to use the tools themselves. So in that sense, you know, I'm never really pessimistic about it. Sure, bad things happen when, you know, bad people get their hands on technology, but that doesn't actually mean that that everything about it is going
to
be bad.
Well, I tend to agree with you. That's why we're having this debate, this discussion, to get people thinking about knowing how technology works, being involved in the decisions, being aware of backdoors, voting with your dollars, voting with your actions to demand freer, open societies, as you do with all of your work, Charles, with the organizations you founded. People can find out more at theoverspill.wordpress.com or charlesarthur.com. Charles, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, joining us from the United Kingdom and the London Guardian. We're going to go to break. Come back with a little piece Shikari Jackson put together that illustrates how specter or criminal groups above government operate and where we see this terror really coming from. And then your phone calls, Jennifer, and everybody else that has been patiently holding, like Walweeb and Justin and Jim and John and many, many others. Briefly, we have an amazing sleep aid that's totally organic. That's 9 key compounds. Just to get a bottle of melatonin of the same strength as these capsules costs $19.95. It's on sale for $16.95 and has 8 other ingredients like L-tryptophan and valerian root and other goodies to give you healthful, deep, restful sleep. Sleep is so important. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes it all possible. Survival Shield X2, Super Male. Don't wait. Order today. It funds the op. You'll be back. Stay with us.
Radio Network.